From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lydia Burt. A Missouri Senate committee is weighing a bill that would require public employee labor unions to get permission every year before they can deduct dues and fees from workers' paychecks. It would also require employee permission for unions to spend those dues on supporting political candidates. Ryan Johnson, a lobbyist for the pro-business group Missouri Century Foundation, testified in favor of the bill.
Paycheck protection puts the power back in the hands of our state's public workers. These employees, not the union executives, should decide if they want to contribute a portion of their wages to the union's political activity.
Opponents testified that public employees freely choose to join a union and understand that paying dues comes with the territory. Current law already requires public unions to get permission, but only when a new employee begins work. No action was taken on the bill yesterday, but it passed the Missouri House earlier this month. 17 would no longer be the age at which Missouri defendants are tried as adults under a measure that has won initial approval in the Senate. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the age would increase to 18 under a bill that received first-round approval yesterday. Children 12 years and older could still be tried in adult court for serious felonies. Republican Senator Wayne Wallingford of Cape Girardeau says he sponsored the measure in an effort to ensure children don't turn into adult criminals. The fiscal note says the Department of Corrections last year admitted 301 offenders who were 17 years old at the time they committed their crimes. Juvenile court officials have raised concerns that the switch would land more offenders in an understaffed system that faces increasing overtime costs. A St. Louis grand jury investigating Missouri Governor Eric Greitens has subpoenaed some of his staffers. The staffers' attorneys confirmed the subpoenas today through the Kansas City Star, but wouldn't name the employees. The Republican governor was indicted by the grand jury on one felony count of invasion of privacy. The indictment alleges Greitens took a compromising photo of a woman without her consent while they had an affair in March 2015. In other news relating to Governor Greitens, the Missouri House has overwhelmingly approved a resolution authorizing an investigation into Governor Eric Greitens. There were no dissenting votes today as the House adopted a measure setting forth the procedures for a 7-member bipartisan committee. Missouri has agreed to pay $21 million to blind state residents who were underpaid from a fund set up to provide a safety net. The state has agreed to settle a lawsuit filed in 2006 by the Missouri Council of the Blind, which contended that the Missouri Department of Social Services and the Family Support Division miscalculated the amount of monthly payments it sent to blind state residents. The settlement includes $11.4 million towards the underpayments and $9.5 million for interest on those payments, according to Attorney General Josh Hawley. The settlement comes as lawmakers consider legislation that would reduce the number of people eligible for the benefit. It would disqualify people whose spouses make over $36,000 annually and those who have driver's licenses. Officials estimate about 225 people would be affected, saving the state about $938,000 annually. A House committee approved the bill, but it has not been taken up for debate in the full House. I'm Lydia Burt, KBIA News, Columbia.